So you are, Rob sounded sad, and even a little scared. Bran, I need to tell you something. There was a bird last night, from King's Landing. Maester Lewin woke me. Bran felt a sudden dread. Dark wings, dark words, old Nan always said. And of late, the messenger ravens had been proving the truth of that proverb. When Rob wrote to the Lord Commander of the Night's Watch, the bird that came back brought word that Uncle Benjen was still missing. Then a message had arrived from the Eyrie for Mother, but that had not been good news either. She did not say when she meant to return, only that she had taken the imp as prisoner. Bran had sort of liked the little man, yet the name Lannister sent cold fingers creeping up his spine. There was something about the Lannisters, something he ought to remember, but when he tried to think what, he felt dizzy, and his stomach clenched hard as a stone. Rob spent most of that day, locked behind closed doors, with Maester Lewin, Theon Greyjoy, and Halas Mollen. Afterwards, riders were sent out on fast horses, carrying Rob's commands throughout the north. Bran heard talk of Moat Cailin, the ancient stronghold the first men had built at the top of the neck. No one ever told him what was happening, yet he knew it was not good.